But this is really a new topic. And the sources here, as you have in your Mar Mekomis sheet, are largely from the few lines in the Gemara, from Mishnayos and Mikvos, and we're using primarily as our primary source the Rosh in Hilchos Mikvos, because he puts together many things. Okay, so the first source, really, is the last piece of the Mar Mekomis and the Gemara proper, which is Samach Zayin and Beis, which you've seen already. Amar Rav Yitzchak, line 2, Devar Torah Rubo HaMakbid Olav Chotetz, Rubo Veina Makbid Olav Veina Chotetz, V'gozru Al Rubo Shein HaMakbid Shem Rubo HaMakbid, V'gozru Al Miyuto HaMakbid Shem Rubo HaMakbid, V'lig Zanami Al Miyuto Shein HaMakbid Shem Miyuto HaMakbid, Higuf Agzeira, and Anekim Nikim, V'nig Zagzeira Zagzeira. Okay, so this, we know there are four boxes. If they're both bad, it's also Midaraisa. If they're both good, that's every Shilah Baruch Hashem. And if one is good and one is bad, that's considered to be a chassidim level of the Rabbanon. Klar? Haven't got it straight? That's the Mefurash Gemara. Mefurash Gemara. Black on white. If not for the Shari Tzion, I assume it's unanimously accepted the Gemara. Ooh. You don't find anywhere in Shas anybody argues. He had a Chiddush Shlokim or Kol Rishonim Vachronim. He had a Chiddush Nifla that maybe some Gemara Baba Kama disagrees with Yitzchak. Okay, fine. Not for now. So, if you left to your own devices, every case in the world, you figure out what something is makbid or not makbid. Of course, the question becomes, how do you define makbid and what's the lumdus of makbid? Let's take a look. Let's read the Rashi's Dvar Torah. Rashi is the first line. Sound exam the base. Halacha la Moshe mi Sinai. Tamar mar shiurin chatzitzin v'chitzin. Halacha Moshe mi Sinai. Quote tomorrow, Mesef Lesukah. Rubo. Rov Saro Kosher Achas Achas. This Chiddush of Rashi is a Pele. Rashi seems to restrict this into Saro, which is a Chiddush Nifla Menorah. Only Saro. So if you look on the Hagos and Tziyunim on the side, if you have the same as I have, the Gilyon Savyad, I'll say, Nosef, Aval Gufo, Afil Kol Du Chotzeitz. This is what is assumed according to Rashi, because Rashi keeps saying Saro. Okay, that's some disagreement, but that's the Tosis assumes this is even a Ksaviyat. I'm not sure who's Ksaviyat. It's Rashi's Ksaviyat. But some Ksaviyat that Rashi's should be taken literally. The Rov is only when it comes to Seah, but the Guf, even Koldahu, is Chotet. Presumably a Koldahu Hamakbit. And then that was the Shariatian's question. Let's make a Gzeira one or to the other. Okay, we're not going to go into that again right now. Adkan, how should we say, this is the end of the first line of the Mar Mekomis, Samach Zayin and Beis. We have not yet done the earlier parts, because those are details, which we will get to in Mirtz Hashem, but first we have to discuss the fundamentals. But the first fundamental I want to speak about today is based on a rush in Simen Chav Vav, in Hilchos Mikvos. Well, the rush is as follows. He begins by quoting a Tosefta, Simen Chavav, Tosefta Mikvos, Hashirim Banazoma Batabos, Vakadlos, Otsitsin, Chotsin, Ruffin and Chotsin. What does Otsitsin mean? Pirish Mehudakin, Mabasar Itzitsa, in Mesechta Shabbos. Right? It's tight. There's a general principle in Mikvos, the woman can't get the ring off. This has been known to happen on a significant number of occasions. Can't get the ring off. Why? She got it on. Hapesha also, Hapesha hit her. If it went on, it should come off. So one of the reasons is that the knuckles swell. If the knuckle swells, you know, the ring, typical woman is on a ring finger over here. Am I correct? That's where the rings are. They have to get over this knuckle. The knuckle is bigger. Okay, so there's a little bit of give. So it goes over the knuckle and fits nicely over here. What if the knuckle swells? There are many reasons why a knuckle can swell. And now, it won't come off. So, when you're going to take a wedding band, and go to a locksmith from the mikveh at 10 o'clock at night, it'll cut off the ring, yeah? Yeah, yeah, you really think that's going to happen? I don't think so. All right. So, what do you do? She's in the mikveh, what's going to do? So the mikveh layers all know, this is the psak that's given, that you take the ring and start turning it. Turn it and turn it, turn, something like that, turn. So you keep turning and turning and turning, and make sure it goes, after it turns along many times, it can paskin, it's no longer otzitzin. Otzitzin means it's snug, right? It pushes, right? Muhudakin, doesn't move. Once you turn it many times, it's not considered to be in the category of muhudakin. But once I'm telling stories in the mikvah, I gotta tell you, I got two shahadas from a rabbi last night, both relevant to our discussions in the people. I can't resist telling you these things. You should think of, you know, we live in a bubble. A particular woman calls the rabbi. She's scheduled to go to mikvah Monday night, Habolein of the Tova. Monday morning, she's due for surgery. Surgery. And once she does surgery, can't go into the water for who knows how long. Because, you know, it's abdominal surgery or something. Even if it's done laparoscopically, which is, you know, guaranteed at the end, they never know for sure in advance, still, you can't get water for a long period of time. So we discussed the possibility, you guessed it, going to mikvah day 7. 7 Monday morning. I said, when do you have to be into surgery? I don't know, maybe 6 o'clock in the morning. Call me back. Alosa Shachar was, yes, it was 5:35. I know where the surgeon is. Let's hope it's not 6 o'clock in the morning. We have to discuss the details of what she should see her husband, the chule. So it's a pending question, but is it day 7, which we actually maybe imagine day 7. The other shalom, keep one here in the rush. I can't resist telling you this. I told the guy. Unfortunately, there are many kusim in our midst. Some of the women ask, you know, in detailed shilas, but after a couple of minutes, they say, what did you just say? Turns out this woman, for her whole married life, has been going like the kusim. The kusim say over here, on Nafsanach Tesam and Aleph, I kid you not, kusim. The day of the Hefsek Tara counts towards the 7 clean days. Mamish. Did I tell you my story with the musmuch? Didn't tell you that? I told this rabbi, I said, do you think this lady who doesn't know anything, holding the kusin, had the following case, that I literally had this case. Some of my shul remarried a second marriage. The woman was an almana. She was married to a musmuch, I believe, from Torah Vadas, if I'm not mistaken, if my memory serves. And this fellow was a balabas, but he had some yichah from Ayashi. So now they're getting married, and they're discussing a little bit about the laws of Tara, and he says, what? So he calls me up and says, her first husband said, no, the Hefsek Tara counts as the first day of the 7 clean days. That's not how I was taught. So I said, maybe they teach that kusoyim over there. I don't know what's going on over there. So for a whole married life, with decades, with 4 children, whatever, she was holding on to kusoyim. Okay, Baruch Hashem, now we mentioned that we believe that Shiva Nekiyim Bizman Hazeh is not a Doraisa, so there's no Chalil, no Yitzhak Koris, and we discussed that maybe it's not even a really 100% Dindar Rabbanan, it's only a minig. I mean, it's a minig which is mandatory, but maybe it's even a lower level of Yisrael, but they mamash didn't have Shiva Nekiyim once in their whole married life, because he was wait, this guy's even more complicated. So this lady was taught to do 1 and 7. But 1 and 7 really goes down to 0 and 6. It really boils down to 0 and 6. Okay. And I kid you not, I can't make this up. So she thought she was going to the mikvah Sunday night. I said, no, you have to go Monday night. Okay, Monday night. But the problem is, she didn't do a bedika on Tuesday. But she thought it's 1 and 7, which is really 0 and 6. So 0 was good for Hefsek Tara. But she never knew about the first day of Shiva Nekiyim. She thought that was the first day of Shiva Nekiyim. Now we're stuck with the kashal of the who? The Dogal Meravava. Right? She's going to do that. She'll do Bedikas after he took it correctly yesterday. She'll end up doing Bedikas, what we call 2 through, I don't know, off by a day. Whatever it says. The kids are Nimritz. If you hold it like the Dogal Meravava, she can go to the mikvah on Monday night, because that's right. Tuesday was day 1. She didn't do a bedika because she thought that Monday, which was her hefsek, is day 1. So she didn't do Tuesday. She started Wednesday. Wednesday was day two already. All right, so it's a Monday night. She can go. I said, in this kind of case, you have to rely on the Dogon Merov. You just tell her to push it. And then Yom Kippur with me an extra 2 days. After Yom Kippur, sit down with her and tell her very nicely, lady, you got it wrong. I mean, she already told her that we got it wrong. Explain to her that you would do, I'll say, do a kusin. That's a nice thing to say. But this is the way we. This happened all last night. So you think that we learn here, just take it in a laboratory, and this has nothing to do with real life? Okay, back to Chatzitza. Okay. Vim Toma. Tabas tchuka mai chotetz. Velo miyuto shenem makpidu. This is the question. The hapirish arrives out. This is in the Bali Nefesh. Fisha makpedes la sira b'shas lisha. The kevet she makpedes b'shumpam. Afal pi she'enem makpedes b'shas tvila. Havi chatzitza. Stop right here. This is the governing principle of significant number of sifim in Kuf Sarichas, starting with Sif Aleph. Let's ever open straight. Let's go right to the beginning. Open to Sif Aleph and see what it says. Sif Aleph. That's the thoughts of the first Sif. Kuf Sarichas Sif Aleph. Just it is quoted. You have 48 sifim. Wow, we're in sif aleph. Shvicha shetidlo v'kolvu pamachas. Fine. Lefichach tzarach shelo yele hashem davar achotet. This is a very strange lefichach. I'm not going to go into it right now. What's lefichach? What's to do with one to do the other? And if you can dip in two halves, it would be different. Strange, right? We'll talk about it. If we have a chance one day, we'll go into it, but not now. Vafilu kolshu im derech b'nei odom lefavim lahakbar alav chotet. Afilu im eino makperes olav ato, o afilu eino makperes olav the olam kemesh derech rov bnei adam lahakber olav chotetz. So there's another issue which we're not going to discuss right now at length, which is it's compared and measured by her or by most people. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, it depends upon most people, and if most people are chotetz are makbid and she's not, it is a chatzitza. What about the reverse? Doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch. We have to discuss that too. What's the reverse? Most people are not makbid, but she is makbid. What's in that kind of a case? That's not completely clear. Okay, so we'll discuss that, Mr. Shem, one of these days. Fine. To mechol for rov aguf, afilu ein derech me'olam lahakbid b'kach chotetz. That's the Gemara we saw. Ramah. Even if it's not makbid, it's a Ramos Chumah lechatchila. It's not in the Gemara. The Gemara's matarid. Okay, fine. Siv Beis. Oh, excuse me. This is Siv Beis. I want to get to. What are the things that are a problem? Different things. Trying to find Tabas. Tabas is later. The principle is in Sif Aleph. Okay, let's go slow. Chagim. Tabos. Wow, Chagim. Imein refuyi, imein mechotetzin. Imein mudakin chotetzin. Okay? So the principle of Aleph is finds expression in Chav Gimel. It's not the first time it finds expression. There are many other systems between Aleph and Chav Gimel with the same idea of Makbet afterwards is found. Okay? So the Mepharshim explained as follows. Let's take the shachs of cotton out. Lif amen. Kema the ikar zimna the makperes chotetz the olam afal pi the rov pamim ain't a makperes. Who says so? The Bach. Okay. The Bach. What's the case that the was given by the Ravid? The case was a tabas. And when is she makperes in the tapas? If you saw the rush we saw on Simon Chavav, bishas lisha. What if she has a what's it called, a KitchenAid or a GE? What do you call those things again? That she never uses her hands, the lisha. Bread Mixmaster, whatever they call them, what they call these days. They don't do any more leisure with their hands. They do?
Sometimes.
Sometimes they do, okay. They don't use the machines?
Even when you do, sometimes there's parts you know you do without machines.
Okay. There goes that cooler. I wanted to be a maker, but apparently they use their hands even now.
Doesn't come out fresh.
I like to make braids, I see. Braids. So if you look in the Taz, Sivkot and Chav Gimel, he quotes the Ravid verbatim. Come on. Ein la'akshas amir shenem makpidhu, pirush Ravid, tells you where to look at. Pishemak peres lasir b'shas lisha, v'havi kahi d'chute tzemer, the Siv Beis. Chute tzemer is something very similar to Tabas. So when I said the principle is found between Aleph and Chav Gimel, you need not go any further than Siv Beis. Okay? Elu ladvorim shachotzin chutei tzemer. Again, what's the problem? So it says the Taz again, Sivkot and Hei. Fisha makperes lasir b'shas chafifa or rechitza shikonsu shom amayim keiv and yika zimna de makperes chotei tzliolam al kein ein tzorach kan shom kein al ruba. Even if it's a miyuta, it's a miyuta makbin. I now, she wants to look fancy with her ribbons, whatever it may be. Yeah, but when she wants to get it clean, the ribbon's going to be in the way, she's going to remove the ribbon. So the same thing as we have when it comes to the ring, we have with respect to the ribbon as well. This halacha is found over here in the Rosh, back in Simon Chof Hei. Let's turn back to Simon Chof Hei. V'chut Deit Sebu, right before the small yud of the Madani Yantav. V'chut Deit Semer, v'chut Deit Pish, and l'havim mir, v'shum she'en ha-makbid, the fee, why not? V'shum ha-makbid, ha-sira, v'shas ha-fifa. V'keim v'dik v'zim ha-makbid, chotetz li'olam. Exactly what we saw in the next simon. He writes in the yud. V'chein kosov, v'sim ha-kamon, v'shem ha-raivit. So he already said it here on his own, in the simon chafei, the rush, and he said it later on in simon chavov. Okay, that's what it says. Of course, the question becomes, why should this be so? Why should this be so? Why? Right now she wants it there. Why is it called Makbid? Why? That's the question. It's an excellent question. Okay, so let's take a look for a moment in the Pisrei Tshuva, Sivkot and Aleph. This is probably the most important Pisrei Tshuva for this discussion, right at the very beginning. Ein Reshut Zichron Yosef. Is he in Bar Ilan, Simon Yosef? Let me know. Simon Yud, you're there, Simon Yud. Shekosa de mikoma kon bina dafka shemakperes lit de mizumanos. Kos because of a tas of kot chav gimel. The tabas mu hudekas b'etz b'achotez mishum de misiroso b'shas lisha. What? Dari imiklo la isa lolosh kama pome mayom o mocher misiroso. You never know. Ross was going to walk and say, honey, can I have a Danish? Can I have some challah? Can I have some whole wheat challah? Yeah, very good wife. When she, her husband walks in, also with some baila, she rather gets to, and makes him what he wants. You never know what can happen. Avala meina mak peres rak pa machas asman beruba, lo. Umasha kosa bishokonor, rakapilena mak peres olav atla vachulei, Ain pirush ela shemakperes olav v'sov zman rochok. Ala pirusho she'ena makperes ata v'shas tefila v'komako makperes biyomim hashekodem ulachar tefila ain shom. Wow. So the Zichron Yosef is making an emendation over here. Doesn't apply in all cases. In all cases. So he tells you to look in Sivkot and Tezayin. I assume some of you may have looked there already. We're going to read some Sivkot and Tezayin briefly. Sivkot and Tezayin. There's a certain medical procedure. I'm not sure if we have it today. Ein Tshuvas Noda Bihuda, Yerodea. I'm reading Tshuva Tezayim, which is referred to in Aleph. Simon Samachdal, Dvaisha Shehusam Tabas Shal Shava Toch Omek Aprozdor, the Torah Rufua, Imchotis Betfila. He wants to know. It's called Makbid. Gets dirty, which is my Nidusa. You have to get rid of it for the Hefsek Tara. And be made later. Maybe it's a problem with the Bedika as well. You have to get rid of it. And therefore, it's Davar Makbid, Vechotzeitz. Aye, base of storm. We'll get to that later. Tzoruch Lios, Royal Abias Mayim, Dakhle Beis Astorim Amru, Abamacham Anika Balua, Ein Tzoruch Afili Royal Abias Mayim, as we'll get to also. Emisha Zoso Meres, Shu Kol Kach Baomek, Ash Ein Ashamash Magia Shom, Afili Beshas Kvar Bia, Ozmikri Balua, Ein Tzoruch Lios Royal Abias Mayim, Ein Tzrichal Asir Beshas Tvil Ayan Shom, Helken Alocha Vlola Maise, Okay, you think two rappers would agree to the Nabi Yehuda? I don't think it means you and me. You have smicha already. No, I don't think it means that. He meant people of the caliber of the Nabi Yehuda. Okay. You don't know? So let's read further. Chubas Chasam Sofer, Simon Kup Sadebez, Cholik Alrachis, Divrei Nabi Yehuda, Mashakosa, the Kori Makbid, Shemisha Tzrichol Asir, Bishas Hefsek Tar. Because of that sorrow should be slayed alone mikri makbid. Why? She knows that sorrow mitam hakpoda lo la tabos lo la lichl kufa elefanos mokum levlad. What's going on? I love the shavard. Not that you want to remove this. You just want to make place for the child to come out. But the child can't come out unless it's there. If it's there, so what exactly is Chassam Sofer saying? So love the shavard. The riot is that? Mitabashal ish, she'ain bo even, she'ain chotetz. It says the Magen Avraham is in Kuf Samach Aleph because the Tilas Adayim. After Mesiru b'shas anochas tefillin with the Tilas Lulav. What's going on? What does that mean? What's the right? What rail is there? What's the right to? He said, Makbid only means if you don't want this there. But you don't care if it's there. It's just something else which has to touch the skin and has to get through, like a baby going through the woman's body, or like tefillin and lulav have to touch the man's body. That's not considered to be a removal which is going to cause it to be considered makbid for purpose of chatzitza. Wow. Rakam hoyse tzrichol asir b'shas ha-prishas tara zev vadek hori makbid, because then prishas tara, nefsik tara, we call it, that's something else, right? Something else means a baby coming out, tefillin, lulav, it's not something else, then it would be considered to be in the category of makbid. Wow. Then he discusses this with something else. Whatever it is, a discussion which, if you think it's not correct to this day, it's correct to this day. The closest we have to something along this nature is something which is called, it's a contraceptive device called a nuva ring. You ever heard of this thing? A nuva ring is something which is placed far in. Beyond Malcolm Shashamish Dosh, presumably the man has no idea if the nuva ring is there or not there. And it's supposed to be kept in all the time because it emits certain hormones which make pregnancy impossible. And we got these shilas. She forgot to take it out. She did a bedika. She did a tevila. What's it did? This is reminiscent of this Pesachei Tshuva. As far as Chatzitza, it's so far up. We say it's not a chatzitza. Also, it's not otzut. It's not tight. It's just sort of not jammed against the any source, apparently. It's another sefer of the Hakel. And as far as hefsek tara is concerned, bedikas are concerned, once again, it's so far up. Poskim are somewhat make, even though there's a question, well, maybe the blood is trapped on the other side of the nuva ring when you did a bedika. No, the blood could be trapped in the uterus also. Well, that's if this is considered above the Bein HaShinayim, no difference in that and in the uterus itself or the cervical canal. The kids are b'shas atchak make on the child. What do you do the chatchila for when it's a new ring? Here's my psak. Take it out. See, they don't want to take it out for too long because they're afraid of the contraceptive effect will be lost. I say take it out for a relatively short period of time, only twice a month. The first time, when you make the hefsek tara, you should make it just before shkia. And then I say, do a bedika as soon as it gets dark. Make a bedika just before shkia, and then a half an hour after shkia. We spoke about bedikas laila, according to the way we favor the Chazon Ish, should work. That's for day one. Then take it out one more time a week later, once again, just before dark for the bedikas yom hashvi. And after all, according to Rov Poskim, bedikas shvi, even if Rishon is not there, was not mimach, even if you want to be machman bedikas laila. Mm-hmm. And then she goes to the mikvah as soon as it gets dark, first one in, you go back and put it back on again. And the doctors told me, take the nuva ring off for under an hour, twice a week, it shouldn't be, twice a month I should say, it does not affect the contraceptive benefits that it gives. That's the psak of nuva ring, but they forget sometimes. So there's room to be made based upon this Noda B'Yud. Okay, fine. Now it comes to our Nakuda. For Ayin B'Tshuva Zichron Yosef. You have the Pesach Tshuva that I have. Starts a new paragraph with the word V'Ayin. Bolded. If you don't have it, I would say it's about halfway through. Our Shalat, Yordei Simen Yud. Jenishal Al-Kain. The Shalat. The Kiva Nadimei Noda B'Yud Hanal. Then chotz b'shas tefila achish atavas in b'meis achitzim nak malal at samal chedem have belua v'etzorach afil the roll of b'yasmayim himzi old shnei ateru yeah chada the lo brira on the lo island maya takas atavas my nuva ring kula the water gets underneath the efshet ha'ena b'huda kokach have his sveka the rabban on the kula came the havi rak mir da makbid have his shush was yakov kelegas the mesam akdash shekotz came b'feirish in mir da makbid I mean the sveka the rabban on the kula. Parentheses. It's Chazak Yisura, you don't say it, Kuf Yud, no, that's not for now. Okay. V'yod, Pisha Isha Amra She'eni Yechol Lakachas HaTabas Misham, Shum Sakonas Nefashis. What's going on? I'm not sure what the medicine was in those days. Sakonas Nefashis. Zulas V'bochev Leleda Bechreach Not Loso Pesh Lo Yimona Yitzias Ha'uba Merachma Ken Vikri Eina Makperes. But she never takes it out because it's sakonas nefashis. Yes, I should have a baby. All right, for that one brief time, she has no alternative but to take it out and put it right back. Fine? This is the Zichron Yosef. This is Zichron Yosef. Oh. Oh. This is what was being referred to over there. So the question is, we should really look up inside. What is he saying over here? Is he saying because of sakonas nefashis? Is that what he's saying? Or is he saying because it's only taken out, how do we say, I don't want to say once in a yovel, because you have a child more than once in a yovel, but very once in a, once, not more than once a year. I mean, it's very rare that two children are born in less than a year. So usually it's longer than that. So that's not just like you're kneading dough. You need dough every Friday need dough, if it's covered Shabbos Kodesh, it'll be Thursday, I don't know. Well, you never know when you need the dough. Here it's once a year, you know it's going to be after the baby's reaches a term in 9 months. Not completely clear. So let's turn to the Zichron Yosef if we can find it and see what he says before we see how Rav Moshe understood it. Rav Moshe understood, quoted the Zichron Yosef, but the question is, let's first see the original. Read it from the back. Okay? A long, long thing. We can't read the whole thing. Right. So many different issues over here. We only want to focus about the one issue of chatzitza. Chatzitza. Nearly. Achar hakir v'adrish hayde v'samsu divrei ha'isha she'ena yichol lekachta misham b'shem sakonas nafsha. That's quoted accurately over here in the Pesachet Shuvah. Why? As we saw quoted in Pesachet Shuv Aleph. What's the difference? What exactly is it? What's the criterion? What's called, you know, where do you draw the line between the dough and the baby? That's what we want. Needing dough and having a baby. Where do you draw the line? What's the lumpness behind that line that you have to draw? It's too far away when she's going to get married. Who knows when she'll get married? Is she getting married tomorrow? Could be a kasha ramosha. We'll see soon. She's single now. When she's married, she'll be makpid. Well, I don't know when it's going to happen. But a butcher. You change to a different profession. It's a of a tailor. Ooh, to be a change in her body, to go into labor, not just to wait till Shul Shabbos, or to Yontif, or to a new profession, or whatever it may be. Fascinating. He brings a raya from Pesachim. Shaimos Hashana, afilu kazayis and nechotzeitz. He made a makbidalo. Afkal kshegiya Pesach, so little, balkor chashan, come on. Pesach comes. Here's the key proof, which is on point. Old Rabbi Sechas Yevam Asayim Ches. One thought, which is also Tvila Imel Mishum to have the Rubo Shein HaMakbid. You still think one Yevamis? That the mother's body is the Rubo Shein HaMakbid, and therefore it's not Kotzeitz on the fetus inside, so that when the mother who's pregnant goes to the mikvah, the child is automatically considered to be immersed as well. For Kosher, I'm coming out, man. I don't want to be anymore on your womb, mom. I'm out of here. It's strange. The baby's thinking, the baby has a cup to the baby's makbid, but the baby has nothing. I mean, it's interesting, no? The Gemara talks about it a little bit in Yevamos, we'll see soon, but that's what he's assuming. Okay. The ain lo bar the shani osim ain no bar das lachmid. Oh, that's what we suggested. Is that bar das? The imkain lo mos shoch Rashi's al afarisham b'dir maslam mishul Rabbi Yitzchak v'hochol lo kofed by chatitza high blooda the revisehu akal neshona. What did Rashi say that for? Who cares? The baby has no cup. I mean, no thought process. El shvamina. The baby is viewed as a makbid, even though he's not thinking makbid. In his subconscious, he knows he's going to die. He doesn't come out. That's also called a kind of a makbid. And he proves it from Rashi. Rashi is throwing there in there low kopit. Fascinating. We'll have to come back to this Rashi. In time of kosher, apostle of tushuk anoch. In derech meodam lahakbid alav lefamim lo kosher shederech meodam lahakbid alav b'shum pam. Should have been a chapon of makpin lov leitim mizumanos gamachov. You want that right now? It should come. It's called itim mizumanos. Now the word mizumanos is a tricky word in the Hebrew language. What does mizumanos mean? Look at the Hebrew English dictionary. What does itim mizumanos? Not clear. Of course, the shach we saw. Rova pomim, mashla kapon pomim harbe tas makpedes. Lo meinu makpedes rak pamachas es vamaruga. Ada shachanochs afila en makpedes alav ata. En perusho she makpedes alav esov zman rochok. And the perusho makped en makpedes alav ata b'shas atvila. We come from mitsuya she makpedes alav peyom she kodem alach atvila. Kon tapas mahudok etzbol en lishes isa ze poshut ve'emes lefiani es daiti. And it goes to other things. It's balua, not considered. It's a storm, but that's not our Indian for right now. So that's the Zichron Yosef said that the Kud. Good. Everyone got it so far. So I want to read Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe understands the Zichron Yosef. Rav Moshe quotes it and he explains what's the real criteria. I think that probably is the correct shot in the Zichron Yosef. Well, it's not so explicit there as it is in Rav Moshe. When this is written, 1928. Rav Moshe was 33 years old, and already the Gedolei Hador. You know, become a Gedolei at 66. Become a Gedolei at 33. He's writing this tshuva to his brother. Mordechai Shlita then, Abed Shklov. I believe he was maybe killed by the Nazis or the communists. I don't think he survived the, never came to this country, to my knowledge. What's the question? Blumba. You know what a blumba is? A filling. Shemanichin listom b'nekav Hashem al-meshach chodesh v'yosah lefamim. A temporary filling for a month. V'chakach machlif v'nosah acheres. Then you put in a permanent filling. V'stapak v'chatzitza. He gave three reasons they had there. You wonder what I think. Okay. What's the first reason? Kevin shall zman she nichli makpedes she yeh dafkan munach l'mikvah at the makpeda l'v'the hosiyah b'shul akpoda shalach azman achri avor zman. Not so posh it writes much right to his brother. It's the fact bank. Kuf tzadaches aleph. Later on, yes. The Rosh name of the Ravid. Tabas. Okay. Lisha. Even though she wants it on, but she'll yofi. Here too the chayru. Oh, but then there's a zichron Yosef. Who poshut ain't kavanos of the chag ben zman meruba kon meshach shana, who ben zman muach kon meshach chodesh, who pachos. That's one way to read the zichron Yosef, right? A baby's once a year, and kneading dough is once a month. Right? Are you? Nah. The minola liten kitzav v'shir the davar zeh miachshav gemar lamatzin zeh. The tzorach lomad kavanos means like this. Ben kakpeda lehosi b'shas lisha she'ein lo zman kotuv. He's translating itim as umanos. It can happen at the drop of a hat, at any time. You can't say, well, she's not going to need dough for 6 months. No, in 6 minutes she would maybe called upon to need dough. You never know what's going to happen. Kids eat a lot of pizza and need more pizza. Got to need the dough. You can't go to the pizza shop in those days. Efshi is damala b'chol yom v'gam b'layla anytime. V'chein nechsha b'choleishi makpedes en yichol levatla al meshach zman. Hear the word? En yichol levatla. Where's the word levatla? That's the first time we saw the word levatla. First time we saw the word levatla. Keep that in mind. We didn't see it until now. Levatla al meshach zman. U'benk shakpeda lehosir hurak lezman kotzu. Z'yad zman ahu v'ale lo tesalkenu have en makpedes at zman ahu. Ben chilek im zman ahu rochok or korov. The kevin is man yodua lekpeda. En lakshiva ata makperes. Vizel tam nochon. Vnit on the shiurim. Zek habnosi is daiti. Af men kabanosi kein. Vikon tam nochon. Either he meant what I said, or he's wrong and I'm right anyway. You got to hear Rav Moshe Gavali, 33 years old. Okay. Can gamba blumbus manis? Kevin shesh man yadu al asiru en achshiva ata makperes. Shai. So far, so good. The problem is, Rav Moshe declares a chakira. Here's we have to start getting the lumbus. It's not start, it's lumbus over here. In the Tolei B'tam, Sheinu Makbid in a Chotis. It's the Fabi Shnei Tam. Aleph. To Machmas, again, Nifta Laguf. It's bottled to the body. Kevin Shlo Ichbas Lo, Im Yishar Sham V'Nech Shal Kipsa. And I'm Makbid, because I don't care if it's there. Beis. To Lamish and Bidl Lagufu. Why? What's his proof? To me you to a makpid and shach shivato to vada de sireno it's makpid who me call me go and a chot it means me doraisa so just like what me you to a makpid which is not bottle to the goof it's not chot it's not chot say it's what must the answer be we know the answer halacha moshe misina so too we can say with respect to a rove that's eno makbid, it's also a lachol moshe misinai, and not because of any svara about the laguf. Skip a little bit. How the eno makbid din bechatzitza from yuto lo mitzad bit laguf, just as we'll call it ba halacha. What kind of halacha? Halacha l'moshe misinai. I'm about to say, open up again to our daf, Masech Nida, Samach Zayin Amid Beis. What did it say? Rashi, the top Rashi said, Dvar Torah, Halacha l'moshe misinai. Halacha l'moshe misinai. There's a problem, gentlemen. The problem. Ach yesh gam lova tketam aleph. Then a makom b'shem nifta laguf. Umiyuto gam kein eno din chodesh b'yama. But then he chatzitza. And then rubo kikulo. What's going on? The fact that it's a miyut is based on a cultural principle of rubo kikulo. Kevin de la rova guf ein dover chotetz nechshav ke ein begufo chatzitza klam. Ruba kakulo. what's miyut hamakbid? What's miyut hamakbid? What's tam aleph? Bottle the guf. So the two separate rules. One is based on bottle the guf, and one is based on ruba kakulo. Oh, it's a problem though. Aba mizeh shakulo chotez afen hamakbid. Where does it say that? Yevamos, you learned Yevamos Ayin Ches, you saw the Gemara? Let's take a pause. 1 second. Let's just finish up this paragraph and then we'll come back. We'll see soon the proof. That's true. Mashma, the ain't no mitam bit laguf. The mitam bit laguf, af kulo, my time of chotzes. Hey. Chem bistaba yoseh shu, din bechatzitza katam beiz, the chit shalacha, din chatzitza ene bemiyuta lo bein amakbid, af rubu uvakulo chotzes. It's all halacha l'moshe misinai. Not based on any sphere whatsoever. This in Retara says, true, that mitam bit laguf afa miyuto ha-makbid zeh tamua te kevin devare tisirenu ech neymar di yisbat lagufa al kopone ben ha-makbid yesh lo makid varov. He's half right. En ha-makbid is bat laguf. The only source that he quotes of bat laguf is a Sid Retara. Says the Heilige Rav Moshe, "Vim neima ketam ech risha ketam bit laguf, oz af im takmid la siro bisman yadua viav shul bisman meruba nami iav shul levat lagufa keva shetin stach la siro kshegiyaz man to lo kedem biyanti be bira achilik zivin zichron yosef." If it's based on bit laguf, the zichron yosef is wrong. Aval neim a ketam beis tu din bechatzitza halacha moshe misinai vada yesh lechalek kedem biyarti bechilek tzroz zichron yosef Debina shetemak peres et dava she'ef shalol izdamin b'chol eis bo tabas felisha av chesh mesach zman shalol takwa nechshav enemak peres di mehecha teisa neima she'tzorach shalol takwa di yolam l'chein v'yach ha'shem istabra yosek etam zeh. He likes his version of Zirchon Yosef. What does he not like? The Sidre Tara. What's his riot against it? Kulo, yeah. Yes, the blum is manis. Came in the ato, ena makpedes, ena chotetz. Stop right here. That's what he says. Adkan. This is Ramosh's logic. The problem is that the one he's starting up with, not just a Sidre Tara. Sidre Tara says, bottle. Who said it long before the Sidre Tara?
Rashi.
The Halakha of Rashi. Does he ever quote that Rashi says it? I don't know. How did he not see it in Rashi? Let's read the Rashi. Not Rashi in Masechta Nida. Rashi never really said it. If you look at the Likutei Rashi, you all have some kind of Likutei Rashi? Come on, everybody has Likutei Rashi now. On the bottom, quotes the Rashi from Masechta Sukkah. Ve'ena makbed olav, have a kegufo, ve'yaf al gav da have a beruba lo chayitz, have a kegufe, ho'o ve'en sof o litlo, u'bota le'gabei v'lo chayitz. No? Rashi is a chlor, ein sof o litlo. So Rav Moshe is right that the Sidre Tara is against, that the Zichron Yosef is against what he thinks is the preferred svara. But very nice Sidre Tara. You can say Zichron Yosef, you can say it's wrong. You can't say about Rashi. You can't say Rashi is wrong. That's not Shaykh. Rashi said it. Nope. So now, his kasha, the wash is cooler but different than Rubo, it's not a kasha against a Zichron Yosef. It's a kasha against Rashi. Right? So if Rashi is right, well, so then we have to see the Gemara. There's one Gemara that has Kula was different. It's only one place in Shas. It's a Masechta Yevamos. Nochris Muberesh in his Gaira. But no ain't Sarach Tvila. Amaya Tzorach Tvila. Why not? V'chiteimah v'shem Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak dvar tar rubo v'makbet olav chotetz. Rubo shen v'makbet olav eino chotetz. V'am Rav Kahana. Lo shen ala rubo avol kulo chotetz. This is a Mefurash Gemara that Moshe quotes. If it's batal leguf, why shouldn't kula be batal leguf? What's the difference? Shani Ubar, the famous teretz, tahayna revise. What does revise mean? That's its normal growth. Without that, the baby can't survive. So that, even if it's kulo, it's not chotzes. All right. That's what it says. I have a bigger kasha against Rashi. Gentlemen, what's my bigger kasha against Rashi? What? The mother is bottled to the child? Even the Pepsi generation didn't say that. And they worship youth, you know. We always had Shalavich of Yaget, Chazigadechen. The mother is considered secondary to the fetus? No. That's a much bigger kasha. But kulo is different. We have to give some kind of a teretz. But this is a much bigger kasha. Rabosai, let's take a look. Maybe Rashi, if you say, bavor in this kasha. Rashi was worried about this kasha. Go back to Amud Aleph. Okay. Watch this. Everyone watch this. V'chiteima, look. Should Rabbi Yitzchak. Then Rabbi Yitzchak, the Torah, who will mark up the chotzes. And mark up the chotzes. Rabbi say, at this stage in time, have we gotten to the svar of Haina Ravisa yet? Absolutely not. You have to turn the page. I don't know if Rashi what kind of page he had before print. But for us, we have to turn the page. Nonetheless, look at Rashi. Watch this. Shunav Yitzchak. And Rav Toru and Mach Me'en Echotzeitz. V'hocha lo kopid by chatzitza. That's what we quoted before about the Vlad considered to be a Mach Me'en Bo Das. That's a Zichron Yosef quoted this Rashi. Hai Vlad at the Revisehu. Whoa. Revisehu. This Rashi is a preemie. Premature. Why is Rashi mentioning Revisehu when the modern mentions to the Lamed Beis? The Alpha Gab, the Omer Hossam, Gozwa, Ruva, Mishen, Makbun, Chule, Hocho, Kimna, Doraisa. Okay. Why do you mention it now? Why do you mention it now? Tell us like this. Because the regular svara that we use throughout Shas about Ruva, Makbun, etc., won't work over here. Because it's not, you can't in the mother's bottle. So Rashi had to pull out, and the Gemara assumed it already at the beginning, another trick out of his sleeve. The regular din of Eino Makbid is what? Batal Laguf. The mother can't be batal to her son. So the Gemara must have known from the beginning the Haina Ravisa. I think Gemara only said Haina Ravisa at the end. The answer is, this is my pshat. The Gemara knew about Haina Ravisa, but the Gemara thought at this stage that Haina Ravisa is the same as any other din of Eino Makbid, and therefore it only works for Rubo and Apakulo, as Rav Kana said. But at the end is Mechadish and Amud Beis on the top line. No! Haina Ravisa works even Bakulo, as opposed to Eino Makbid. That's what's new to the Gemara. But the Haina Ravisa was known even before, otherwise, why do I should say it? Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. The mother's bottle to the child? Yes, sir.
Haina Ravisa doesn't explain how it works. Right? Rashi means it's bottle, explaining mechanically. How does a chatzitza function? It's bottle to go, so like, therefore it doesn't matter. Right, but Haina Ravisa doesn't explain how it's not a chitza. That's why the reason why it's not makbid.
I understand.
So how does saying Haina Ravisa explain that?
Because normally, ain't no makbid is batal the guf.
Okay.
But if it's Haina Ravisa, even if it's not batal the guf, it's still not makbid. That makes perfect sense.
The thing, betel is not a reason why you're not makbid. That's just a fact.
Correct.
Right. But you're actually explaining why you're not makbid. The question.
There are two ways that it can be in the category of Eino Makbid. One is batal
laguf. What do you mean batal laguf? That's a statement of fact. That's not explaining why it's like that. Why you're not makbid? Because batal, that's not a reason why you're not makbid. That's just functionally what happens.
Correct. You're not makbid because you want it to stay there. Stay there forever. You want it to stay there. So not makbid.
Right.
So then why is it a chatzitza? Batal laguf. Now we're stuck with the mother. The mother going to say it's not makbid because it's batal laguf.
Right.
It's impossible for the mother to be batal to the child. So Rashi pulls out a source not mentioned to the next amud, Haina Ravisa. Oh, Haina Ravisa is another way of formulating this halacha that it's not makbid, even though it's not batal laguf. Normally, the way it's ain't a makbid is not a chatzitza because it's batal laguf. But it's another case where it can be an Eino Makbid, which is not a chatzitza, even though it's not part of the guf. What's that? Haina Ravisa. That's an independent svara. Haina Ravisa is an independent svara that tells it's not considered to be a chatzitza. Follow me? Even though...
Well, Rashi's not talking about that issue. Rashi's just explaining to you why the Vlad is a Makbid.
I understand that.
Okay. He says, not Makbid because it's Ravisa.
I understand that. Normally say it's not makbid because it's batal laguf, or it achieves batal laguf.
Right.
Good. Now it cannot achieve batal laguf, so the regular thing that Rashi said in Sukkot Avav is not going to work over here. Won't work. Because it's not batal laguf. So Rashi had to come up with another svara. What's the other svara? Haina Ravisa. I might only introduce it on Amid Beis. No. Then it was Mechadish that works even for Kulo. Here the was assuming on Amid Aleph, Haina Revise works for Rubo. And if it's Haina Revise, that's why it's considered to be not a Chatzitza. So there are two separate reasons why it can be not a Chatzitza. Either the case of Eino Makbid, which is Batal the Guf, that we know. That's something on your hand, yeah? And Eino Mak, which is not Batal the Guf, but it's Haina Revise. It's another reason why it's considered to be Eino Makbid. But the Gemara thinks it's only Eino Makbid. It's in Bekulo, it's no good. Teretz says, no, Revise says it's totally different than even above and beyond the Rei of the Eino Makbid, and therefore even Bekulo, it's not a Chasitza. Yes, sir. I thought of that myself. I thought it was a little bit strange, but maybe you're right. Maybe we should say that. No. Machmir depends on the particular person's perspective. Right? Either Gemara says you follow the Rove. Yeah, Rove babies. Rove babies were coming out of their mother's womb. You know, I mean, they don't think anything, but if you're ascribing thought process to them, which Zichron Yosef Rashi seems to be saying over here, right? Hachalo covered by Chatzitza, so Rashi is describing what a baby, if the baby could think what the baby would be thinking, we say, forget Ma. I want to live. We learned this in Sanhedrin, right? So what do you do in those cases of, Endocha Nefesh with Nefesh, things of this nature? That's a possibility. So the question. You have a question. Why did Rashi mention Revise over here?
Maybe like Aviyam saying.
I'm sorry?
Maybe like Aviyam saying that's just explaining why he's not Makbid.
Uh-huh. This is not the din of Haina Revise. This is just the Metzias of Haina Revise. And the Metzias of I got the word Haina. The Metzias of Revise tells you that from the baby's perspective, it's Eino Makbid. That could be said. I can't say it's not a possible shot. But put the two of you, put you together, and it's going to work. Could be. In any event, Rabosai, it seems to me that the bottom line of Haina Revise at the end, whatever we actually meant at the beginning, either my pshat or your pshat, at the end, Haina Revise means it's not a chatzitza at all. That's how it even works for Kulo. It's not a chatzitza at all. Everything else is a chatzitza with certain leniencies. It's not considered a chatzitza at all. Zero. Nothing. Zero. Nothing. What's pshat? Presumably, whatever you can't survive, it's mamash considered part of you. It's part of you, because you can't survive without it. Whatever you can't survive without, is mamash part of you. When you can survive without it, it's not part of you, then maybe it's considered to be bottle when the situation of Eino Makbid. But if you can't survive, it's part of you. Rav Moshe, I think, says that. Let's go back to Rav Moshe for a second. Whoa, what happened over here? What? Oh. Let's go over here. We're much quarter the case of Uber. Where is it? Kulo. Did Ramesha quote the whole Gemara? Where's Haina Revise in Ramesha? Is it here? I don't know where to find it.
If you search,
check for Revise. Or maybe I don't know if he calls it those actual words. Uber, the word Uber found anywhere?
Yeah, he has Uber.
Where's Uber? Where is he?
Towards the town. No.
Which paragraph?
Mefiza Nicha.
Mefiza Nicha. Did I pass it yet?
No, not yet.
It's an Anad Beis?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in
Further.
Not that
Lavi.
It's just.
Oh, Av Gimel. Sure, I didn't pass it.
Might have.
It's really out of Dalit. Kitzer, Rabbi Moshe talks about, I believe he says in Lushan, that it's considered.
The last name before Gimel.
What?
The last name before Anaf Gimel.
Before Anaf Gimel, okay. Okay. Oh, this is what I was looking for. Thank you. Well, the Fiza Nicha. Ma shekulo chotetz came in the kula mechusa beitzorch bias maim v'im kain lo yelo bias maim klal ain't come to feel at all. And hutzrach lama biyavamas afayil ches uba the hainer say the havi kegufo mamish. Rabbi Moshe doesn't like his dochemo. The context is not important. He has a different pshat which is not going into right now. But he says it's gufo mamish, so we can lift that line from Rabbi Moshe. I'm going to show you this one more thing today, and then we'll have to stop out of time. We'll continue the, on Sunday, Mr. Shem. Sunday we're going 11:30. That'll be the Shia time for Asteris and Mechuvah. Okay, unless you want a different time. Want a different? If it's different.
Don't we always have Shia 11:30 on Sundays?
Usually they started with 12, whatever. Like 11:30. It's a change. You're in charge of the emails now? So Moshe will send you an email if there's a change. Well, off 11:30. The Mordechai. Take a look at the Mordechai. This is halacha lemaisa. This Hanan Rav Yisai. You shouldn't think it's a crazy case. Look at the Mordechai. Tov Shin Nun Aleph. Noshim Shiyesh Lem. Who wants to pronounce this? Velkstrish. Bisara. Shinasam Kalilus. Machmas Shed. Woo. Bisakonas the Foshes the Galcho. I don't know if this is medicine or voodoo medicine. I don't know what in the world this is. He says, the lo chaitzi, he quotes the Rav Yotzanat, it's not a chatzitza. Came in the Mahat Kituva, Zebazeh, Vekibulu, Abes Astorim, Lomatami, which is a shver of art. Came in the Lomatami, lo chaitzi. Put that aside. Oh, Shlosh, Nim, and Kshur, Sein, and Chotus, and Afilo, Chash, Vekibulu, Abes Astorim, second terror, second kula. Came in the Shlosh, Nim, and Chazod, Mishal, Lomahatki, Vala, Bamaya, Koshda, Tuva. But old, in brackets, here's what we are. The Kema Shlomotzi Legalcha Mesakona Have Revise for Lo Chaitzi. Can I mean in Perika Oral Uba and Revise? Alpha Gabdullavia Rechimahu. Stop. It's halacha lemaisa. If you can't cut it off because the doctor said either the doctor or the witch doctor is going to die if you cut it off. So is this a doctor or a witch doctor? But they believe the witch doctors, so they believe the witch doctors. But I think it's subjective. The doctor says it's a sakana. The doctor made a mistake. But you think it's a sakana. I just want to read you one more line in the Or Zeruah before we stop, because he just elaborates a little bit more. If you can find it. Find this because it's going to be long. Whoops. Here he goes. Oh. Ne'asakone yev shel galchom hayne revise v'lo chaitzi. He quotes our Gemara. Revise. Watch this. This is the Jesus a little tiny bit. That's like this. I'm looking for a certain line, I can't find it. I'm looking for the word enevritzon or something. There's an expression somewhere. Okay. I find what I'm looking for. Koshkin Sashin Omar the Gaza the Revisi of the Khoshka Gufe. Okay. Sorry, Gaza, 1 second. Oh, here's what I'm looking for. Kevin Chiyev Shalakotan, Afagav de Britsona, Lo Nicha Labahu, Hashta Mi Revisiu. Vema Felisa de Rabbanan, Duna Karuban Shena Makbid. Well, seen about the Ruba the Inchil Bus of the Day. It's another, it's a different shmooze, not for now. The Kitzer, even if you don't want it, you'd rather not have the whole thing in the first, but it's not because you're going to die. Maybe the baby lacks it better in the mother's womb. Right, that's you know, it's going to call a Torah Kuh with a malach. The malach is going to die otherwise. It's the same thing. We'll stop here. I wish you all a good Shabbos. Mr. Shem on Sunday. We'll continue with these in Yonim of Chatzitz.
Send everyone an email.